in a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement project questions. That's what we do. We answer them, help you get the project done on time, on track, and on budget. And if you got hung up with a part of that project and you don't know which way to turn, or maybe you're just not ready to begin because you got open questions about what you want to get done, those are all great questions to ask us. You can get in touch with us several ways. You can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leave your question and we will call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post that question to moneypit.com.
Coming up this hour, are you thinking about organizing your laundry room and maybe even upgrading what you're using in there? Well, high efficiency washers are on the rise, and Energy Star certified dryers can cut energy usage by an impressive 25%. That is a lot, but are these more efficient and more expensive washers and dryers a smart buy?
Yeah, we could all use a little more sunshine this time of year. Spotless windows can help. So we've got some tips on how to clean your windows like a pro, and you won't even need any paper towels.
Yeah, those are, you know, in high demand these days, so
let's use
them wisely, everybody. All right, Valentine's Day is around the corner, and are you feeling maybe a little extra romantic? Maybe you're wondering what the best sheets are to cuddle up in. Well, we've got pros and cons of every material from Egyptian cotton to bamboo in today's Smart Spending Tip.
But first, we want to hear your how-to questions. So here's how to reach us. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com. Let's get to it.
Karen in Nebraska is having some issues with her automated lighting. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a porch light on the side of the house and one in the front of the house. I got these timers. The one in the back works perfectly fine. At dusk, it'll come on, and then when the daylight comes, it'll turn off, and the one on the front will not. So I took the timer back on the front, and I thought, well, maybe it was a faulty timer, but it still doesn't work, and I had a man look at it, and he can't figure out why it's not working. It would be helpful if that one would work, too, because now, you know, I have to turn it off and on.
But the switch works, so you know that without the timer, it comes off and on. It's just when you add the timer into this. What kind
of
timer is this? Is it the kind of timer that takes the place of the switch, or what?
Well, you just screw the light bulb into this timer, and then screw the whole unit into the, in the light bulb area.
This probably isn't it, but are you using a high energy efficiency bulb in one or the other?
Well, I thought about using those. At this point, I'm using 40-watt bulbs.
Okay, just regular incandescents?
Uh-huh.
Huh. And you've tried two of these, and they're still not working?
Right.
But without it, the light comes on and off normally.
Right.
Wow. It sounds like something's wrong with the timer. I wonder if because of the configuration of the way the timer screws into the fixture itself, that maybe it's not making contact. Like, for example, sometimes when you have a timer that screws into the socket where the bulb goes and then you screw the bulb into the timer, maybe it doesn't get close enough to actually make contact because the fixture is a little bit different. That's the only thing that really comes to mind on this, Karen, because it wouldn't make sense that it's not working. Have you done this? Have you taken one that doesn't work in the front and screwed it in the back and see if it works in the back? Because that
would
prove.
I did. And then I took the one from the back and put it in the front. And it didn't work either. So
then I think it's pretty clear that for whatever reason, the timer is not getting power from the light fixture.
How would I be able to fix that?
Well, you got to try to look at it closely and figure out why that's happening.
Now, this may sound crazy, but, you know, I actually had a light fixture inside my home, a lamp that I've had for a gajillion years that suddenly stopped working. And I thought, oh, I have to replace the socket. What's going on with this? And I brought it to an electrician friend of mine who looked inside the socket, and there was a little tab that the bulb makes contact with. And I guess over the, I think we've had it 10 years, of putting in light bulbs, we may have gotten aggressive, and the tab just got pushed down. And he simply, you know, reached in with it unplugged and raised the prong. Yeah, you know, make sure you've got this whole breaker turned off. For me, it was a table lamp, so I knew it was unplugged. But for you, make sure it's completely turned off at the fuse box. And just pull that tab up. And surprisingly, that did the trick. The lamp works amazingly. The guy didn't charge me. It was awesome. So this could be a simple fix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's worth a shot. Anything's worth a shot.
Oh, I know it is, because I thought, you know, it's really a pain to have to turn that off every morning.
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely the easiest thing to do, Karen. Clearly, it's not getting power. You need to figure out why. Fix that. You'll be good to go, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Andrew in North Carolina is dealing with a plumbing issue. How can we help you today?
Bought a house about 3 years ago. It was built in the 1950s.
Okay.
And 2.5 bath. We bought it. I had it replumbed. It's all modern PVC, CPVC, the whole bit. And after one bathroom, whether you use the toilet, the sink, or the shower, on occasion it'll have a hum in the pipes. Not consistent, no rhyme or rhythm. Then we had a new septic tank put in, and I was thinking maybe if they redid that, something would change, and it did not change, and we still have this problem. I was wondering what can be done to stop that.
Well, the humming and noise in the pipe is probably caused by a valve that's not completely closing. So this could be the toilet fill valve, for example, as the toilet goes to refill. Sometimes if the valve doesn't fully close, you get sort of a vibration as the water continues to move over it. And that can cause that sort of what you're describing as a humming noise. It might just be a vibration, or it could be something else somewhere down the line from that, where you're running a sink or a faucet or something else that's just running water through the pipe. It has a bad valve associated with it, and that's causing that vibration, which is leading to the noise. Does that make sense as a possibility?
I would understand that in the toilet, but what about the sink? If you draw a cup of water, just that little bit, it'll cause it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because there's, you know, there are valves inside the sink faucets that this happens to as well. So if it's happening when you're letting water out or when the toilet's refilling, I would simply replace those valves. A toilet fill valve is very easy to replace, very inexpensive, probably about $10. Easy do-it-yourself project. Sink faucet, a little bit more money and not quite as easy, but, you know, can be a do-it-yourself project if you can fit under the cabinet, you know, to get to all the fittings and the fixtures and the faucets and so on. But generally it's a noise in the valve, and it's a simple fix, and the good news is that it will have no ill effects on the plumbing system whatsoever. So it's just more of an annoyance that you can make go away, Andrew, if you replace those valves that are affected. Okay?
So we replaced the toilet valve and the sink valve. That should stop it.
That should do it.
Okay, well, we'll give it a try.
All right, Andrew, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You got to believe, buddy. You got to believe.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Pick up the phone, give us a call, let us know whatever home improvement situation you might be in currently. We've been there. We know how to get out of it. We can give you a hand. So give us a call 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, high-efficiency washers and dryers are more expensive, but is the added cost worth the savings on your utility bills? We're going to sort out that answer after this.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both.
Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation.
And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever.
Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Or maybe you want to listen to the Money Pit whenever you like. Well, you can, because the Money Pit is available by podcast. And it's been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. Now, you can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Plus, you can always reach us with your home improvement question any time of the day or night by calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Dana in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a shelf that needs to be cut down so it'll fit in the base of our A-frame cabins that we just bought in the Ozarks. And so it's about 20 inches tall, and it's about 3 feet long, and it kind of has those baskets that fit in it. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to cut it at an angle so that it fits back in there and it's not just sticking out into the flooring space.
So, Dana, what you need to do is that I mean, really what you have to do is sort of resize this piece so that it will fit into that open bay portion so that it's not, as you say, sticking out into the room. And you really need to be creative with the angles to sort of figure out what needs to come out of where. Can you tell me a little bit more about this A-frame and the size of the shelf?
Well, the A-frame is just a regular A-frame. It goes all mm-hmm. the way from the top to the peak, all the way to the ground level. And so I was trying to figure out how do you figure the angle so that I know what angle to cut this shelf on.
Well, there's a tool that you're going to want to get, T-bevel. And it's like a plastic handle with this sort of tic-tac oval-shaped blade that's got like a slide set in the middle of it. And you're going to open that up. You can get that at any tool area, you know, at the home center. And you're going to want to open it up, and you put that right in the corner at the angle and then lock it in that position. And then you go ahead and put that at your T-square, and that's going to tell you exactly the angle that you need to cut at. Or you can then take that T-bevel and go right up to the bottom of your shelf, put it exactly where you're going to want to put that cut, and mark that line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an adjustable square, and it's called a T-bevel, and you should be able to find an inexpensive one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is going to save your day and make this the easiest project.
I use that all the time for different types of fancy mitering cuts, and too, because there's a couple of tricks of the trade where you can, you know, measure an angle and then divide it so that you can make a miter that ends up perfect on both sides. But and we also use it sometimes to set the angle on saw blades. So I think you'll find that it'd be a very handy tool for this particular project. Okay, Dana?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're in the market for a new washer or dryer, you might be asking yourself if buying the most efficient one available is worth the additional cost. It's an important consideration because some washers and dryers use even more energy than a refrigerator.
Yes, but while high-efficiency washers and Energy Star certified clothes dryers can cut energy, are these more efficient and much more expensive, I might add, machines a smart buy? The answer is a definite it depends, right?
I mean, really, it's true. First of all, let's talk about how energy-efficient washers and dryers work differently from a standard appliance. Now, a high-efficiency washer is going to spin faster, use less water, and wring out more per load and less energy use. Now, front loaders are still most popular, but top loaders are gaining momentum again. Now, high-efficiency dryers feature moisture sensors, and that's going to detect when the clothing is dry and then shut off the dryer automatically, because normally they'll just keep drying until that timer runs out, but this one will turn off when the clothes are sensed as dry. And they also combine traditional vented heat with a heat pump, and that's going to cut costs and energy output by recycling that generated heat. Now, reviews for these high-performance washers and dryers have been pretty positive, but high-efficiency dryers do require longer drying times, meaning that more air is being vented outside, and that can have the effect of driving up your overall heating and cooling costs.
Yeah, and that's not something that's calculated within those energy ratings. What's the impact on all the heated and cooled air inside your house that's being vented out? Now, if you want to choose the best high-efficiency appliances, here's a few things to look for. First of all, rely on the energy guide label. That's that big yellow sticker, and it shows yearly energy usage. You can use it to compare model to model in the same category. Now, as washers go, know that front loaders spin fastest, and they're the most efficient, and they're gentlest on the clothes. But they shake more, so you got to make sure they're absolutely level, and you may need to add what's called an anti-vibration pad underneath. It's kind of like a rubber block that sits underneath each leg. I've used them for years, and they work fine. Not that big of a deal, but you need to be aware that they exist and that you should be using them. Now, the top loaders cost about $200 less, but they do save energy, and one perk, they let you add clothes mid-load, because there's always that extra shirt or whatever that you want to throw in the machine after it started. Now, if you want to maximize your savings, look for labor savers. We're talking about like the delay start settings that can let you preset cycles for when the utility costs are lowest. And quick wash cycles, another convenient feature. They work great for lightly soiled loads that need less cleaning and save you big in the process. They reduce the time it takes to wash your clothes by about 10% or more. The bottom line is, look, if you need a new appliance now, it's generally a good idea to always choose one that's Energy Star rated, considering the high amount of energy traditional models are going to use, you will most likely earn back the cost increase sooner rather than later, and you'll have a lot of nice features that you didn't have before.
you in North Carolina need some help with a beach home. What can we do for you?
Hey, Leslie and Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The little quick summary. We bought a beach house last year that we live in full time. It was new but hadn't been lived in for 4 years. Basically, it's a reverse floor plan, which means you're living quarters are on the top floor and your sleeping bedrooms are on the second floor or below floor.
Okay.
And when you're laying in bed at night, if the dogs are walking around or if anybody's upstairs, you can hear through the ceiling and the floor. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm trying to figure out a way to dampen that noise or maybe soundproof, but, the walls are intact, so I don't really want to tear everything out. And if you had any ideas how to retro some kind of dampening, sound dampener.
In the ceiling of the bedrooms, are you dealing with a lot of hi-hats or, hardwired light fixtures? Like, would it be a huge pain in the butt to put a second layer of drywall up there?
Really, the only thing is on the ceiling is a fan and a light.
Well, there are a couple of ways to quiet the transference of sound between rooms. Unfortunately, most of them require taking apart your existing ceiling or walls. There are specialty types of wallboard that can go up that will deaden the sound. These are laminated wallboards that are designed to have sort of a sound baffling inside of them. I know Lowe's sells one called Quiet Rock, but replacing the wallboard is only part of it. You also have to get into the frame of the ceiling and seal up any gaps, like where wires go through, plumbing vents go through, things like that, because it really is a comprehensive solution. And that's the right way, sort of the long way, to do that. Short of that, I guess you could try to do this from the top side by replacing the floor, pulling the carpet up if that's what's down there, putting some sound deadening underneath that, and then relaying it down. But it's kind of hard to chase it after the fact. The best sound deadening is done when the walls are open and not drywalled.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was trying to think of a way without doing a big remodel. We've only been in here not quite a year.
Well, you could put a second layer of drywall on. Maybe it wouldn't be as good as if you tore the whole thing out. But you could do something really inexpensively and use a product called Green Glue, which basically creates sort of an insulation space between different layers of it. The Green Glue is still pretty expensive, but it is designed to stop some sound transfer.
Have you ever heard of anything where I've been trying to work this through my mind, I just don't know enough about it. If there's any type of that, maybe doing holes and using some type of expanding foam or something that would be designed to do that, maybe.
There's a rumor that insulating spaces like that will quiet the sound, and it does a little bit, but it doesn't make a big difference. So, no, I don't think you can do anything like that.
Hey, well, I do appreciate your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you are working on, and we can give you a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, Daylight Savings Time is a month away. It's on March 14th, guys, so get ready, mark down so you don't forget. We're going to have some tips to help soak up all that extra sunlight with spotless windows when the Money Pit continues after this.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, I think it's safe to say that I can see spring in the not-too-distant future. I mean, we finally are getting a little bit closer. We get around Valentine's Day, you know, you start to say, ah, it's just a few weeks away, and I can't wait for it to get there. If you've got some projects that you're hoping to hop on as soon as it warms up just a bit, that's a great reason to pick up the phone and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Debbie in Texas is on the line and is dealing with a basement project. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I have a cement floor that right now has indoor-outdoor carpet that's glued down, and I'd like to peel the carpet up and then paint the floor. So my question is, what type of prep, once I get the carpet up, what type of prep do I need to do, and then what type of paint should I use?
Now, have you started to try and remove this outdoor carpeting?
Yes, we have, and it is glued, and so there's there's a glue, I guess, base that's on the floor, so we'd need to somehow scrape that off.
Yes, and that and did you say this was a screened-in porch or a covered porch?
No, it's an indoor. It's indoors.
Oh, it's completely indoors. Okay, that's going to make it a bit of a chore. The reason I was a little excited that you had a lot of fresh air while you were working is because you're going to need to use an adhesive remover if your plan is to paint this floor, because you're going to end up with so much residue from that glue that's going to be all over, and there's a good chance that it's going to be uneven and raised and spotty, and some areas are going to have pieces of carpeting on it, and it's going to be a mess. So you're going to have to find exactly what type of adhesive that is and what is the best remover for it, because depending on what the base is of that adhesive will depend on what type of adhesive remover you use. So it's really going to be an experimentation to sort of see what works well. And then once you find what really is working well at loosening up that adhesive, I mean, you're really just going to have to use like a heavy-duty scraper and, you know, work on that glue residue until that's up. And then even then, your painted surface is going to look really not that great after all of that work.
So I guess your recommendation would be go back with indoor-outdoor carpet.
Well, I mean, in a lower-level space, carpeting really isn't the best idea, whether there's padding or not, whether it's glued or not, only because you're dealing with a dust trap that's sitting right on top of a concrete slab that tends to get moist. All of that moisture gets up into that carpeting, whether or not it's indoor-outdoor. Now, that moisture sort of sits with that dust and creates all sorts of allergens and mold and, you know, it's really not the best idea. Tile would work fantastically. And if you got that floor fairly even-ish, even with the adhesive, you could go ahead and do something with that with tile. You know, it depends on what you want the space to look like. If you're okay with seeing an uneven surface and you want to paint over that, then an epoxy coating is perfect for, you know, a floor in that situation. But it depends. You know, I spend a lot of time in my basement, so I wouldn't want to see such an uneven floor surface, whether it was painted my favorite color or not.
And what harm would come if I just peeled the carpet and scraped the glue, scraped it smooth, and then painted? Would the paint not stick if there was still old glue there?
I mean, I don't think so. The systems, like the epoxy coating systems, are usually sold in kits. There's several steps. The first one is an etching or a cleaning step. Then there's your top coat that you mix in with, I guess, all of the different processes that sort of cures it and solidifies it. And some of them have that little decorative speckle, you know, and that gets sort of sprinkled in there at the end. And you want to work yourself out of a corner so you don't get trapped down there. But I mean, it should stick fairly well. It just, you know, is this a utility space that you're strictly storing things in? Is this your family hangout? You know, you have to think about what that space is and how you want it to look.
Okay, well, that gives me some ideas. I guess I first need to get the carpet up and see what it looks like underneath and go from there. All right, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, cleaning windows is something that takes a lot of time to do, but have you ever felt that even after all of that work, they don't really look all that much better? Well, it might be because you're using the wrong cleaning materials. For example, rubbing glass with paper towels or even a cloth towel is going to create static. So before you know it, dust and dirt are sticking to that window all over again. Now, a better idea here is to use a squeegee. You just want to start at the top corner and move that squeegee back and forth while you move it down, like you're drawing the letter S. Now, here's the real secret. After each stroke, you need to wipe the blade of that squeegee dry, and not just with any towel. You need to use a lint-free towel like a cloth diaper paper or if you've got some old table linens kicking around. Because if you use something that's got lint in it, you're just, you know, generating that static and that dust all over again.
Now, if your window has panes or dividers, you want to use a utility knife to cut that squeegee down so it fits the exact width of the pane. I mean, after all, you can use it over and over again. Why struggle with one that's too wide? Then when you use it, be sure to pull it down in one single stroke. You don't need any multiple strokes. You don't need any fancy store-bought cleaners. Just stick with the basics. You can use a homemade solution made of liquid detergent and warm water. And when it drips, use a cami cloth to soak up that extra water because it absorbs without leaving streaks. What you don't want to use? Paper towels. They get all over the place. All of that paper towel lint becomes a real mess. And that's why sometimes your window is going to look worse when you're done than before you started the project.
You are tuned to the Money Fit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT, and we're happy to give you a hand. Coming up, a good night's sleep starts with the right sheets. We're going to give you the ins and outs on everything from bamboo to Egyptian cotton when the Money Pit continues after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both.
Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation.
And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever.
Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, the Money Pit is available by podcast. Chargeable has ranked the Money Pit among Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, you name it. We are there. You can also go to moneypit.com/podcast and grab your downloads just in time for your next weekend home improvement project.
Now we've got Steve on the line who's dealing with a vinyl siding issue. Tell us what's going on.
I bought a house last summer and was further looking at it closely. I noticed that the siding is severely oxidized, and I tried a little baby oil on a section of it, and it looked good for about a month, but...
baby oil?
Yeah.
Baby oil? Well, is your house your baby?
Mm-hmm.
And houses certainly as expensive as children, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, like I say, it looked good for about a month. It brought all the color back to it.
When those oils dry out, of course, that's going to be the end of it. Vinyl siding is not really designed for oil, but I will tell you this. There are paints that you can put on top of vinyl siding, so it is possible to paint a vinyl-sided house. That said, you know what comes after paint, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Repaint. So, you know, once you start this process, you're going to end up having to paint it again, Steve. But you can paint vinyl siding. You just need to make sure. I would go to a Sherwin-Williams or a good quality paint supplier like that and make sure that you pick up a paint that is rated for vinyl siding.
Does it peel pretty easy?
No, it's designed to adhere. That's why it has to be special for vinyl.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, getting a good night's sleep is one of the key foundations of being healthy and well, and a way to get better rest is to make sure you invest in high-quality bedding. But there are a lot of options, so how do you know which type of luxury sheet will suit you best? We're going to sort out the pros and the cons of the most popular types in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, first of all, you know, cotton remains the go-to material for most bed sheets. It's easy to wash and care for, it's durable, and it's comfortable year-round. Now, it's also available in a wide variety of thread counts and colors. For example, organic cotton sheets, they're super soft and comfortable, they're machine washable, and they have little to no shrinkage, but they wrinkle. So if you hate ironing, you're not going to want to have those as sheets. A better cotton sheet option could be percale sheets. Now, these are a specific type of cotton sheet that's known for their super tight weave, and that's going to provide a smooth and satiny finish. That's going to give you an elegant feeling, and they also do not wrinkle. Like, these sheets are great.
Now, bamboo sheets are another way to go. If you go with bamboo, the fibers are woven together into a fabric that creates a cool and comfortable sheet. And it's also an eco-friendly bedding option. There are four types of bamboo fabrics out there, so you want to read the label carefully. The most popular and most widely available is the bamboo rayon. But if softness of your sheets is the most important thing to you, then bamboo sateen sheets are more likely to be your best bet.
Now, for those of you who want the best of the best for your money pit, cultivated silk sheets are legendary. I mean, they are super soft. They feel luxurious. They absorb perspiration. They resist mildew. Plus, they are naturally hypoallergenic and fire retardant. But, guys, they are very expensive. And since silk traps heat, they can be uncomfortably warm in the summer. And you also can't just throw them in the washing machine. I mean, silk sheets need, you know, dry cleaning, special care. So it's a lot of work, but they are fantastic. I mean, I have a silk pillowcase because it's good for your skin and your hair. And that thing's a pain in the butt.
Now, that's what I've been missing all these years.
That's why you look like that.
I need a silk pillowcase all this time. I didn't know.
I'll get you one. I'll send you a matching scrunchie, too.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Hey, we're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with a Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You could choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now. Ann in Missouri is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you?
Hi, I don't have very wide walls in my home. And so there's not much insulation between the outdoors and the indoors. And what I was wondering, I want to add to it. And so I was wanting to extend the walls out a little bit. I didn't know whether I should just leave the covering up and put a line of 2x4s on it, or if I should take the wall covering off for the insulation.
The walls do have some insulation in it now, and you're wanting to know how you can actually improve?
Yeah, I want to add to it, but I didn't know whether I should just take the wall covering off.
And what kind of walls do you have right now? Are they 2x4 walls, or are those 2x4 wall cavities filled with insulation? When you say they have a little bit, how do you know how much they have and how much they don't have?
I've looked in between them. You know, I've looked in the outlets.
Okay.
And it's just cold in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look, I don't think adding more insulation to the walls is going to be the solution to why it's cold. There's probably another reason it's cold. Now, the places to add insulation are in ceilings or floors. Those are easy to access to, but most importantly, ceilings. And if it's just plain cold there, you may not have enough BTUs of heat getting to that space. How is that area of your house heated?
It's just a furnace, gas.
Ducts? What?
Ducts.
Like ducts, okay. And is this like an addition?
Nope. It's just my regular domain. So probably underneath more than any place, and up above would help tremendously.
That's where you would add insulation, in the floor structure underneath and in the ceiling above, but not the walls. The walls you can seal, you can caulk, you can replace windows or doors that are drafty, but that's a difficult place to add insulation. The easy place to add it is in the ceiling or the floor below, okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, how much smoke does it take to set off a smoke detector? Well, I'm guessing somewhere between like burnt toast and, you know, less than a whole house fire, we're hoping.
Absolutely. But suffice to say, there's a more technical and accurate answer. We'll share that tip when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help with your home improvement, decor, and remodeling projects. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
One way to reach Tom and I and Team Money Pit is to send us an email through moneypit.com, just like Paul did. Now, Paul writes, how much smoke does it take to set off a smoke detector? The test button sets the alarm off, but I held it over an extinguished candle and the smoke didn't set it off. I keep spending more and more on things that I'm sure we don't need, but I also don't want to be an idiot and be unprotected.
We can appreciate that, Paul. Listen, using a candle to test the smoke detector not only doesn't work, it's potentially dangerous because the next guy here is going to try to do it with a lit candle. It's really not how these things are built. I figured this was a good question, so I reached out to some folks we know at First Alert who gave me kind of the expert's spiel on this. And essentially, they said that the product owner's manual and the national guidelines are very clear. Alarms should never be tested with an open flame. Lots of reasons. First of all, it's dangerous. It could set off a fire. A consumer could inadvertently damage the smoke alarm. And a candle like that type of flame, or from a lighter or other source, it's just not going to produce the same level of smoke that's needed to set off the alarm itself. So the only proper way to test an alarm is by pressing the test button. These alarms are tested in nationally recognized testing laboratories to a very specific, approved, recognized standard. It's actually called UL 217 for smoke alarms or UL 2034 for carbon monoxide alarms, and consumers should look for that mark from a recognized testing laboratory before they purchase an alarm. And even more dangerous would be to attempt to replicate a carbon monoxide incident like running a car in a closed garage, because believe it or not, we've heard stories of people doing that, and some of them end very tragically, as you would expect. So this advice from First Alert makes sense. As a consumer, you know, what you should be doing is testing those alarms regularly by pushing the button on the device to make sure that they work. And when you buy a new alarm, look for alarms that have the markings of a nationally recognized testing laboratory. Follow the guidelines. These alarms are designed to signal any issues, including a malfunction. So the chirps, for example, on the back of each alarm, usually there's a guide that tells you what they mean in the user's manual. That's important to follow as well. But do not test your smoke detectors with a candle or any other smoke or heat producing a device, because you're just not going to get the right answer.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Laura. Now, Laura writes, I can get hot water out of my bathtub faucet if I take a bath, but I have no hot water out of the shower head. I've got water pressure, just water that's not hot. Any ideas about the problem?
Well, the only way that can be happening is if the diverter valve has failed, and that's that mixing valve that mixes hot and cold and sends it up the shower pipe, basically, and out the shower head. The fact that you're getting water out of that shower head means it's not clogged, and the fact that you're getting hot water out of the tub spout means the water's getting that far. It's just not getting up out of the shower. So I think you got a bad diverter valve. You're going to need to get a plumber in there to fix that, Laura. You know, it shouldn't be a difficult project, shouldn't be an expensive project. I would go to homeadvisor.com and find a contractor that's got some nice reviews and works in your area, and start right there.
All right, I hope that helps, Laura.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks, guys, for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some ideas and information that helps you as you care for your money pit. Maybe we were able to help you plan a project for the future. We'd love to hear your questions. If you thought about a project you'd like to get done while you've been listening to us today, do us a favor, reach out and call us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, and we will call you back the next time we're in the studio. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Not guilty.
Seven Republicans voted to convict former President Trump in his Senate trial, easily the largest number of lawmakers to ever vote to find a president of their own party guilty at impeachment proceedings. While lawmakers voted 57-43 to find Mr. Trump guilty, the evenly divided Senate fell short of the two-thirds majority required to convince an impeached president. By joining all 50 Democrats who voted against Mr. Trump, the seven GOP senators created a clear majority against him, Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Oklahoma officials this week pulled the plug on a plan to have the federal government help set up large coronavirus vaccination sites. The problem is the vaccines would have come from the state's existing allocation, which already isn't going far enough. Not just Oklahoma, though. Governors and health officials in other states reluctant to sign on to the Biden administration's plan to open 100 federally supported sites by the end of the month. President Biden is urging Americans not to let their guard down amid this ongoing pandemic.
Even with the recent drop in COVID-19 cases and deaths, the president is emphasizing vigilance.
January of 2021 was the deadliest month we've had.
He warns that new strains of the virus create immense challenges, but that Americans have the ability to protect themselves and others.
Masking is still the easiest thing to do to save lives.
The president says masking up is necessary as the vaccination effort continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A strong 7.3 earthquake hit off the coast of northeastern Japan Saturday night, shaking Fukushima and Miyagi prefectures and some other outlying areas. There were no irregularities at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, which experienced meltdowns following a massive quake and tsunami some 10 years ago. There were some trains that were stopped running, and hundreds of thousands of homes are without power. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
President Biden wants to shut down the base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, which now holds just 40 prisoners.
Will Guantanamo Bay be closed by the time President Biden leaves office?
Well, that certainly is our goal.
At his news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki gave no timeline for closing the base, but she says the review does require the input of officials who have not yet been appointed.
There are many players from different agencies who need to be a part of this policy discussion about the steps forward. And there will be a robust interagency process, but certainly having those individuals in place will help move it forward.
Closing the detention facility on the island, something former President Obama had pledged to do within a year shortly after he took office in January of 2009. U.S. opened the detention center back in January of 2002 to hold people suspected of ties to al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Slow internet service from AT&T got a 90-year-old man stirred up.
Harold Epstein took out two newspaper ads totaling $10,000 to tell the company's CEO that he needs to do a better job of providing his North Hollywood neighborhood with faster speed. Epstein said he's been an AT&T customer since 1960 and only started having issues with his internet speed in the last 5 years when internet streaming became widely available. A spokesperson for the Wall Street Journal confirmed that the ads ran in the February 3rd edition of the newspaper, one in New York and the other in Texas, where AT&T has a headquarters in Dallas. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Learjet became synonymous with lifestyles of the rich and famous, very sleek, very nice and cool, but it's about to be no more. Canada's Bombardier is going to stop production of the Icon later this year and focus on more profitable planes. And that means the elimination of about 1,600 jobs on either side of the border. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you have a house that you love, yet still needs some care and feeding? Well, then you have a Money Pit, just like us. And we are here to help you spend as little money as possible on taking care of that house. So whether it's a fix-up, a renovation, a decor project, we would love to help you get that job done. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, decorating is a very fun and important step to make your house feel like home, but there are dozens of decor styles to choose from, and farmhouse decor is one that is shooting to the top. It's more popular than ever, so we're going to help you get started with some ideas for eco-friendly farmhouse fix-ups.
And also ahead, is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of little feet, it's smart to make sure that your home sweet home is safe as can be. We've got everything that you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
And while many young adults are returning home to save money, a basement may be a good choice for a bedroom and a bit of privacy. But building codes demand some very special treatment of space like that if you're going to sleep in it. So we're going to sort out these to see if it makes sense for you.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation. We are here to help.
That's right. So you can consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist. If you've got a question about remodeling or decor or fix-up, you're in the right place. Give us a call right now, and we will help. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Dreema in West Virginia is on the line and could be dealing with a structural issue. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Yes, I purchased a house about 13 years ago, and the house is approximately 30 years old.
And all of a sudden, last year, in the load-bearing center wall, I started getting a crack. And now within a year, that crack has gapped approximately a half an inch wide. And it's also, I noticed another room has a crack now. So I had a local handyman look at it, and he suggested that I put in three piers, columns, to support the center wall. And I guess my question is, I haven't had an official large construction company look at it yet. I'm getting ready to do that. But I wanted to educate myself a little bit more. What would you all suggest?
How long have you been in this house?
13 years.
And this is new?
Just started about a year ago.
So here's the thing. If you call a contractor, you're going to get a contractor solution, which is to hire them to do something. What I would suggest you do first is to get an independent expert opinion, not necessarily an opinion from a contractor. So your options on that are two. One is low cost. One, I would say, is moderate cost. The low cost option would be to find a local professional home inspector. You can go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's at ASHI.org, A-S-H-I.org. And okay, you can put in your zip code. They'll shoot back a list of certified professional home inspectors in your area. You can call through that list, find somebody that's experienced, and have them look at it, because they're just there to find out what's going on and what caused it and what's going to take to fix it. The second way to go, which is the moderate cost, is to actually hire a structural engineer. Now, why may you want to do that, Dreema? Well, you might want to do that if this is a fairly obvious problem. You want to certainly preserve the value of your house. And if you have a structural engineer look at it and write a report as to what's going on and what it's going to take to fix it, and then you actually give that report to a contractor and say, this is what I want you to do, and then you have the engineer sort of recertify that it was done correctly. It's kind of having a pedigree that the repair is done correctly, and it can kind of sell with your house, so to speak. Problem with contractors is that they're not structural engineers. They're just handy guys, and they think that they have the expertise to fix stuff like this, and they just don't. They don't have the schooling. They don't have the education. They don't have the training. And so, you know, that's not necessarily the best way to go about dealing with a situation like this. I am a little concerned that it happened over this past year, because it sounds like it's active, and we want to get to the bottom of why it's active and why it's showing up all of a sudden.
Well, someone had mentioned that it's a possibility. We've had a lot of several dry summers, and because that could cause a settling in the foundation. Is that possible? I've never heard of that before.
No. I mean, there are some expansive soils that behave differently when they dry out a lot. But listen, there's going to be a lot of opinions. Every neighbor you ask is going to have a different one. What we're trying to do is move you towards an expert opinion so you really know what you're dealing with. So, as I said, contact a professional home inspector or a structural engineer. Get the assessment. It's well worth it. You know, our home is a big investment. We want to make sure it's protected, okay?
I hadn't thought of a home inspector. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dreema. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kevin in Texas is dealing with a dangerous situation. You've got water leaking through a light in your kitchen?
I actually live in an apartment, but nevertheless, my concerns are, you know, obviously, you know, valid for my health and so forth. All of a sudden, water started coming through the light fixture in the kitchen, and I threw down buckets and went up and knocked on the gentleman upstairs door, and turned out his washing machine had gone crazy and had put a bunch of water in my ceiling, that most of which came right through the light fixture, point of least resistance. However, I can tell that it got into the rest of the ceiling. There's a place where this living room is bowed in, you know, with a stain, so I know that they got wet up inside there. And furthermore, the guy, when he was made aware of it, apparently thought that it wouldn't act up anymore and actually turned on his washing machine again and went and stepped into the shower, and so it just, you know, leaked profusely until we could finally get his attention. Me and maintenance, you know, I mean, we're sitting there with shop back buckets and mops and just shaking our heads.
Wow.
So it was a one-time event, so it wasn't an ongoing leak. And I was wondering what my risks are of black mold. Is there a test? Is there a preventative? You know, what's the story with that?
Yeah, it's a good question. But here's the good news. A single leak like that happened and then dried out is not going to become an ongoing mold problem. If it stays wet for a long, long time, and especially if it's in an unheated place, it's more likely to become a mold problem. But a single leak like that is not. And also, one more point, and that is, you mentioned that your ceiling bowed if, and I hope it doesn't, but if that ever happens to you again, what you want to do is somewhat counterintuitive, but that is to poke a hole in the ceiling wherever you see that water starting to form. Because
right.
It's easier to fix a hole than it is to replace the entire ceiling, which is probably what will end up having to be done. But when you see water coming through like that, what you should do is grab a screwdriver and just poke a couple of holes until you find the spot where the water just starts dripping out. The quicker you can
right.
empty that ceiling of water, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we had a problem like that not too long ago because of a piece of flashing that blew off our roof. And the first thing I did was took a Phillips screwdriver and poked three or four holes until I found the right spot. All that water drained right out, and all I had to do was fix those holes and didn't even have a stain on the ceiling when we were done.
Wow. Yeah, that's good advice there. I guess I should have thought of that, but, you know, when you're renting, you're
you don't know, and that's why I always take the opportunity to mention it, because it's first of all, you don't have the experience, because thankfully people don't get these kinds of leaks, but mm-hmm. secondly, it's very counterintuitive, because, you know, you don't want to damage your ceiling. Well, it's already damaged once that water's behind it, and it's going to get a lot worse really fast unless you poke a hole in it.
Good point, though. Good point. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, there are dozens of decor styles to choose from, and farmhouse decor is more popular than ever. And it's also, though, a great way to be eco-friendly by using reclaimed wood. We're going to share tips for that project when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both.
Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation.
And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever.
Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
May
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the Money Pit, we think you might enjoy the Money Pit podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Renee in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, mine is kind of like a double question. I have about a 30-year-old connected on both sides townhome, two levels.
Okay. Okay.
And I heard a crack a couple months back. Well, you know, it's one of the support beams, and it just, like a big, strong branch just cracked.
Huh. Did you actually see the cracked beam somewhere?
No, I didn't see that, but I have begun to have cracks along on that same side of the house.
Okay.
In the corners of the wall.
Okay.
Down the corners where it's breaking apart. But at the same time, I've noticed that the house has become unlevel, and that's a little part because it's old and it's connected on both sides, but I'm in Texas, and we have big droughts, and it kind of shifts a little bit.
Okay.
My concern is when I get the support beam fixed and the foundation fixed, I've seen on the DIY shows that suddenly they go back and they look, and the house or the chimney has just been trashed. What can I do to prevent that?
Why do you say it's been trashed? Because it shifted?
Right. When they put in, when I've watched the DIY shows, they go and they fix the foundation. The foundation's fine. And, of course, they shift everything up. And now
yeah.
there's
That's why you have to be very, very careful when you do anything that changes the angle that the house is sort of settled into. Because if you don't, once you bring a foundation up, everything else moves. You know, in a wood house, if you try to straighten a slopey floor, for example, all the wires and the plumbing can get stretched and twisted and so on. So it's, you know, not just foundations that are of concern. I'm concerned, though, about this crack that you say that you've heard, but you've seen cracks in your walls, but you've not physically seen the structural crack, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you said it's a townhouse. Is there an association that...
Yes.
Okay. So in an association form of ownership, typically you don't own the structure. So the structure, if the structure was to fail, that's typically the responsibility of the association to address. Is that your understanding?
I can double check on that.
But in a typical condominium form of ownership, what you own is inside walls to inside wall. In some cases, you own the...
And what's beyond that wall is not...
Right. In some cases, you own the drywall. In some cases, you don't. So, for example, if there was a fire, God forbid, and the whole place burned down, you would be paying for, like, the drywall, the kitchen cabinets, the appliances, stuff like that, and the association would be rebuilding everything else, including the related infrastructure. So you need to figure out, if there's a structural problem, who's responsible for it. I suspect you're going to find it's the association that's responsible for it, which is good news for you. And then I would bring that to their attention and ask them to address it. Now, as far as the cracks in the corners of the wall are concerned, I have to tell you that that's pretty typical, and that it by itself doesn't necessarily mean that you have a structural problem. The way to fix that, though, is important, and that is that you want to sand down the drywall in that area, and then you want to add some additional tape. And the type of drywall tape you use would be the perforated type. It looks like a netting. It's like a sticky netting. You put that on, and then you spackle through that three coats. One, two, three coats. Each one thin, but three coats. And that type...
And allowing each one to dry and be sanded in between.
Yeah, and that type of repair typically will last. Now, after you do the spackle repair, you'll have to prime the wall. You can't just paint on top of it. You'll have to prime it and then paint it.
Okay.
So I would address the structure with the association. I would fix the cracks on your own and then see what happens.
Okay. So just one more question. Let's say that if it's not in association that I do have to go into it, not only am I concerned about my roof, but how much of a problem will I have with my neighbors on both sides of me?
Depends on where the crack is, if it exists at all. If that's the case, then I would suggest you hire a professional home inspector and have the inspector do what's called a partial inspection, which is usually a single item inspection, and investigate this crack and see what's going on in the structure, and then we'll know how, you know, far it's gone and what needs to be done about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Well, if you like the look of a farmhouse decor, wood is definitely a key component of the farmhouse aesthetic. Now, you might think that all wood is eco-friendly since it's a naturally occurring resource. Actually, only specific types of wood meet eco-friendly requirements. So first, let's talk about reclaimed wood, because it's one of the most eco-friendliest materials out there. Technically, reclaimed wood can be any type of wood, but what makes it eco-friendly is the fact that it's salvaged from a previous project. Now, if the wood has been used before and you use it again for a different project, then you can classify that wood as reclaimed. Now, pine wood from a demolished building and driftwood from the ocean, those are both examples of reclaimed lumber.
Now, there's also a label that you can check for. Wood that's stamped by the Forest Stewardship Council, or FSC, is more commonly used in home construction than in decoration, but it can still be used in decor. For example, FSC wood is great for building furniture or other fixtures that need to be really sturdy. That designation of FSC wood means that the manufacturer has followed sustainability practices like not using pesticides and preserving the natural habitats.
And finally, if you're looking to add a deck, porch, or outdoor furniture to your farmhouse, teak wood is the eco-friendly choice. Now, teak has long been used for outdoor projects due to its durability. And naturally, teak has a high oil content, and that makes it rot-resistant and super durable.
And it's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful surface, especially for a deck tacked onto the back of your farmhouse-styled home.
Mark in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I am going to be putting down an engineered hardwood floor.
Okay.
And I've got the manufacturer's instructions, and I'm going to tell you, the tolerances for the floor are really tight. They want the floor, this is a plywood subfloor off-grade house, they want the floor to be no more than 3/16 of an inch over 10 feet or 1/8 of an inch over 6 feet. Deflection.
I haven't seen a house yet that has that little deflection, right?
I know, exactly, yes. Anyway, my question is, I've taken a 10-foot 2x8 and confirmed it was straight and put it over the floor, and I've got a Sharpie, and I'm kind of marking off what is within tolerance, and there are some sections that there are what's not in tolerance. So my question to you is, how do you meet that specification that they call out for? For instance, some of the load-bearing walls, you can see where the subfloor is actually dipped down from the weight of the home. The house is about 23 years old. And I'm just wondering, how do you meet that? It's extremely tight.
How close are you, Mark?
It depends. Some of the areas, we're talking probably maybe a half inch in some of the bad places.
Okay, so what you want to do in those areas is you're going to fill in with a floor leveling compound. You don't have to do the entire floor, but if you have the areas that are really down, you can fill those in. The thing here is you want it to be reasonably flat, and the reason it wants to be reasonably flat is because with an engineered hardwood floor, the panels lock together. You know, I've got an 1886 house, and I put in laminate floor when it sort of first came on the market, and this is similar to the engineered hardwood floor, except that when laminate floor first came on, you had to glue it together. It didn't lock together. And so I was able to glue this together. It actually worked in my favor because by gluing it together, it had a lot more ability to stretch and bend and twist over my very roly-poly floors. But if you're just going to rely on the joint of the hardwood floor to lock together, then you can't really stress it that much. If you try to twist it, it could crack or pop up. And so what I would do is I would get floor leveling compound. DAP makes one that works very well. It's called Flexible Floor Patch and Leveler. And so if you go to the DAP website at DAP.com, D-A-P.com, just search for the Flexible Floor Patch. You'll see a picture of it there. You know exactly what you're looking for. And then you can order that from, I'm sure, your home center, your hardware store, or find it online. And that's designed specifically to work on wood floors or underwood floors and level them out.
On subfloors especially.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much. I really enjoy your show.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. From bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, and gardening to garages, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
And just ahead, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to the little ones? We're going to talk about what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the arrival of your new addition.
It's all coming up next on The Money Pit.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help with your home improvement, decor, and reno projects. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes, well, we're looking at getting replacing our single-pane windows. And our question is, do you think it would be more cost-effective to spend the extra money on triple-pane windows, or with double-pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to... You can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field, so there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and blows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine, too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
I know, given the winter that we've all had in the Northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, an average of 5 degrees time.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had, 30 and 40 degree temperatures, I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. People are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to protecting our kids, there is nothing short of a rubber room that can be completely child safe. But with some common sense, you will be able to remove the most worrisome hazards.
So first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they might look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, know that they're one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you want to shorten all long cords and tie them up and away from the reach of those little hands. You can actually Google Window Covering Safety Council, and they've got some info on a free tassel shortening kit that can really save lives.
Now, another concern is furniture tipping, because kids are climbers. So anybody that thinks shelving is going to be an attractive product, make sure it's secured. We're also talking about bookcases, large TV stands, and other climbable furniture. These all have to be anchored to the wall. And here's something that you wouldn't usually think of as a tipping hazard, but it absolutely is: your oven, your range. Because what happens is kids pull that door open, and then they climb on the door, and if that range is not secured, it will tilt over. Now, newer ranges, when you buy them, they have a special device that screws into the floor, and then the range slips under it to kind of lock it in place.
Oh, it's like a cleat.
It's like a cleat, exactly. It's like a piece of hardware. And so if you don't have that on, your range can actually be very, very tippy, so be careful with that.
Yeah, that's really a good point. Now, another thing is squeaky clean sliding doors. That can be huge trouble as well. Kids sometimes will forget that the door is there and then walk or worse, run right into it. And if that glass breaks, serious injury can result. So there's actually some decorative details that you can add to the door, you know, right at the kid's height, right at their eye level. So it kind of always lets them know that the door is there and it's closed.
And lastly, you want to make sure you check your stairs and your railings. The railings, in all the years I spent as a building inspector, I used to find these done wrong all the time. They have to be at least 36 inches tall, and they can have no more than a 6-inch space between any of the spindles. At the same time, make sure those handrails are in place for all stairs and make sure they have a closed end. The handrails that don't wrap around to the wall can catch like loose sleeves and cause a fall by themselves. We've got the complete guide to baby-proofing your home right now online at moneypit.com.
Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, rising real estate prices, lower salaries, and student debt, and not to mention the pandemic, have really made it hard for young adults to find living independently. Now, that means they've returned to their parents' nests, so we're going to share some tips on how to convert basement spaces to a place for that boomerang generation next.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both.
Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation.
And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever.
Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We love to help you out whenever we can and whenever you find the time to join us. And perhaps you're loving the show so much you're thinking, I wish I could have it more often. Well, you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Chartable has actually ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
And if you have your own personal home improvement, remodeling, or decor question, you can always reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. We will get your question and call you back the next time we're in the studio.
Greg in Washington is on the line and wants to heat his home with a wood stove. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, sure. I heat my home with the wood stove, and it's about 10 years old, the stove is, and it's a pretty good quality stove, and it's the main source of heat for my house. But I've been really disappointed in it. The house is drafty, and when the fire dies down, the house cools down in a hurry. And I've had the insulation checked out, so it's well insulated. And I think the problem is the wood stove. Right now, the air intake for the combustion chamber is at the bottom of the stove. And so it's taking in room air. And I think that's causing a draft. And I've talked to a lot of our neighbors, you know, where we live, there's lots of wood. So a lot of people heat with wood. And they all say that it would make a big difference if I were to hook up the stove to an outside source, I'd be taking, you know, cold air from the outside in. So I went down to our dealer where I bought the stove and basically told me he could sell me what I'm looking for, but I'm going to be disappointed. And his reason is that right now we're taking air into the combustion chamber that's about 60 degrees or so, and if I add the outside intake, I'll be taking air into, let's say, 20 or 30 degrees in temperature, and I'll be spending a lot of energy is heating the air from the outside. He recommended not to do it. So the question is your opinion this would be worthwhile to do or not?
Most modern fireplace and wood stove systems include a combustion air intake. In fact, in some cases it's required. So I wouldn't necessarily take the dealer's advice on this. I know that if you improve energy efficiency, it's always going to include a combustion air intake, because otherwise you've paid to heat all of that air sort of once, and now you're going to pay to heat it again because you're taking it up the chimney. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure does, yes.
So if there's a way that you could put a combustion air intake there, I would definitely do that, because you're right, that wood stove will depressurize the house, and frankly, it's probably pulling more air in from the outside anyway. You're probably pulling that cold air in anyway. You're just pulling it through all the gaps around your doors and windows and other spaces like that.
Right. It's really drafty by the doors and windows. You're right.
Yeah, because it's depressurizing. So why not just give it the combustion air and see what happens?
Okay, because I've estimated it cost about $600 to do this, and probably means it cost $800 the time I'm done. So I didn't know if they'd really see much difference.
I think it will probably make you a lot more comfortable.
Okay, I think I'll try that then.
While many young adults are returning home to save money, a basement provides other benefits as they transition. For one, basements really give them a sense of privacy for these young adults that they don't find living in the upstairs main part of the house. Now, some basements can even offer all of the advantages of apartment living, but truly at a fraction of the cost. While the lifestyle might not create total living independence, a successful basement remodeling project does help establish an important first step toward that goal.
Now, building out a basement living space is not quite as simple as putting together a bed frame, popping a mattress on it, and plugging in the second refrigerator. If you want to stay safe, it's really important that the basement remodeling meet current building codes. And the most critical of that is a way to provide egress, a way to get out in the event of an emergency.
Now, a proper egress is not only for the benefit of the occupants. Compliance with the standard is also essential for firefighters and other emergency rescue personnel who may need to carry backpacks with gear or oxygen tanks into a basement in the event of a fire.
Yeah, and while typical basement windows provide plenty of light and minimal amounts of ventilation, and doors can provide weather resistance and security, specially designed egress window wells or basement doors are available that meet the modern building code standards for that emergency exit. It's really important that these exist. You can't just put a bed down there and call it a day, because if you don't have this egress, it could be very, very dangerous. You're only leaving yourself one way out, and if there's fire and smoke, that's not going to be a very safe situation. So having the young adults return home to live with mom and dad back to the nest one more time, it's why we call it the boomerang generation, is fun, but it may not be the most preferable arrangement if the basement is not a safe space.
Laura in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a deck on the back of our house that we, about 2 years ago, put a product on it that makes it like an anti-slip texture. And the coating is starting to chip off in big chunks. So we were thinking about using that deck over or over deck, I think it's called. And when we were at Home Depot, we noticed that they have something else that was an option. They're actually foot squared tiles. They're like a thick rubber that you actually use glue to adhere onto the deck, and then you cover your deck that way. My concern is if you apply that onto the deck, will that rot the wood?
Well, Laura, I'm not familiar with rubber tiles, but there are polypropylene tiles or plastic tiles or composite tiles that are on the market that are designed to cover old decks. And the way these work is they sit on top of the deck boards and they usually lock together. And some of them are quite attractive. There's a product called Cover Deck that comes in dozens of different colors and shapes and designs that could look really neat, and it's not going to be slippery, and it's going to look great. I am concerned if you're gluing something down to the wood deck. I agree that something like rubber glued to wood is bound to let some water underneath, and it's certainly not going to evaporate. These composite tiles or the plastic tiles usually have a bit of space under them, which allows the wood to breathe and dry out. And then really that's the issue. If you hold water against it, you will get decay. So I would take a look at some of the tile products that allow you to cover these decks and probably avoid anything that's rubbery that you're going to glue down.
Okay, so the glue is okay as long as there's a gap or some sort of gap between the wood.
It's okay to cover it as long as there's airspace so it dries out.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've got a popcorn ceiling, you really have three choices. You can live with it, you can remove it, which kind of is a messy project, or cover it up. We're going to share the quickest DIY option next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Got your own home improvement question? Post that question to our website at MoneyPit.com.
We've got a question here from Kevin, who's writing, we have a deck off of our master bedroom. It sits on top of our garage, which is becoming a problem because the deck is constantly leaking into the garage. We've tried adding drains and covered the deck in outdoor tile, but that hasn't helped. Should we just enclose the deck and solve the problem altogether?
It seems pretty drastic, doesn't it? I mean, yeah. adding drains, okay, but that doesn't stop a leak, and certainly tile's not waterproof, so that's not going to stop a leak. Look, I've had a lot of experience with outside decks along the eastern shore, and I found that the only thing that really stands up to the driving rain is a fiberglass deck when all of those old surfaces are pulled apart, and fiberglass is basically used as the waterproof decking material. It can have a grit finish to it, so it's slip resistant even if it gets icy and snowy, but it absolutely positively doesn't leak. The key is to make sure it goes up and over the door sills. It's going to go into the siding like regular flashing, but up and over the door sills, and it's kind of like, if you think about it, it's like a shower pan. I mean, once it's in, it doesn't leak, and it's never going to leak, and you don't have to worry about any maintenance issues after that.
Yeah, and then you can still actually enjoy the outside and not just be hiding from it.
Well, do you love popcorn? How about popcorn ceilings? One is tasty, the other not so much. Leslie's got three ways to make that old decor go away for good in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, if you are tired of the flakes falling onto your face and your food, on your clothing, or maybe you're just grossed out by the dust and dirt that it can collect, it's probably time to get rid of your home's popcorn ceilings. Now, there are three ways to do that, but the first step is you have to test it for asbestos. Now, it was used in ceilings until the 1970s, but it has also turned up in homes built even in the 1980s. Now, if the test says you're good to go with your popcorn removal project, there are three options: the wet scrape, the dry scrape, or covering it. Now, wet scrape or dry scrape, they're pretty much the same thing, except that with the wet approach, you spray the surface down with the water first, like from a garden pump sprayer. This is going to keep the dust to a minimum, and it can make it easier to scrape off large chunks of it right off of your ceiling. Now, regardless which scrape method you are choosing, unfortunately, you're not going to be left with a smooth, paint-ready ceiling just by doing all that scraping, since you're very likely going to be left with an uneven surface, with some small dings and some gouges. These are all things you're going to have to fix. At minimum, you're going to want to take a pole sander and hit those rougher spots. Then you need to make sure that you prime and paint the surface using a flat paint. And any paint that you put on there with even the slightest sheen, any sort of sheen is just going to highlight any imperfections that might be left by your removal of that popcorn ceiling. So flat is your friend when it comes to an uneven surface. Now, if you don't want to deal with the mess of the removal, the second most popular approach to removing popcorn ceilings is simply to just cover it. This also won't break the bank, since drywall or gypsum boards, whatever you want to call it, a bucket of screws and some drywall mud are only going to cost a couple hundreds of dollars. Depending on the size of the room, option is going to take a little bit more time, but it definitely is a very much a do-it-yourself project. You just need a buddy, because those sheets of drywall are kind of heavy. So to be lifting them over your head on your own and trying to adhere them, definitely grab a friend. This is a project you want to going to do with a friend.
When it's all done, you can celebrate with a bucket of fresh popped popcorn, too. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, filters for your heating and cooling system can help remove allergens, because that season is pretty close to almost being here. But there are many, many, many filters to choose from, which really do the job. We're going to tell you about a rating system that will let you know the info you need on which filter can keep your air the cleanest on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call in.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.